thank God for my boys. And what he said is true. If you need food, if you need anything, reach out to us. Send us a message. So many ways to get a hold of us. You can instant message us. Email me at pm@thecitychurch. pm@thecitychurch. If you need prayer for anything, we want to pray with you and for you. We want to believe God with you for something good. We've been praying for our city, our region, our nation, and believing God for some great things to happen. Praying for our medical professionals, praying that hedge of protection around them, thanking God for each one, our first responders, policemen, our firemen, EMT, all those people that are on the front line, people that are working in Home Depot, Walmart, Target, people at the gas stations. I know that this is a time, it's very suspect. We don't understand all the ins and outs in it, but we're praying that God will keep his hand on you, keep you safe, and continue to lead you in peace for his name's sake. Listen, if you haven't already done this, share this right now. Let some other people know, hey, come on to church with me this morning. Sit next to me. Maybe they can't sit next to you in your house, but they can sit next to you on the beautiful technology that we have that is just a blessing to so many. I want to pray for you, and I want to share God's word with you. Lord, I just thank you for each one that is with us right now in this moment. I pray your hand to be upon their lives. I pray that you'll be real to them like never before. Nothing that a man could say, but Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, reveal unto people now. I pray and I ask it in the name of Jesus. Come on, say a big amen with me. Hey, look at you should get a pen and a paper. You should write a few of these things down because I'm going to give you some thoughts this morning that I pray that will encourage you, that will be a blessing to you. I want to encourage you, check on our Facebook page on Monday. You'll get the ability to look at all the Zoom meetings, all the small group meetings. You could fit into that, women's, men's, family, a myriad of them throughout the week that are a real incredible blessing to each and every one that engages in that. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes this morning about staying constant in the storm. This is a season that, like never before, some people are really struggling in this and having the ability to control their feelings and their emotions. And for some, they've never felt this way before. Maybe you've never gone through an emotional battle in your life before. And if you are going through, that doesn't make you weak or bad. It makes you human. And God has come to help you and I. And there's so many things that contribute to that. And I want to help you with that this morning. I want to just reveal some thought to you, some things that I believe that God will use to bring hope to you. There's this lack of interaction with others has been just assaulted people severely. We have lack of interactions with people. We have lost those connections that we have with people on a regular basis. The value of being together, the value of meeting in a restaurant, in a coffee shop, just sitting down with a group of people in a coffee shop. I miss that so much. We used to get together at our local coffee press here in downtown. I just want to throw out a little thank you, just that reminds me that Derek, who owns the coffee press, Bourbon and Burger and Romans, he called us up a couple weeks ago and gave us a stack of food to give out to contribute to our food pantry. I just want to say a big thank you. But we'd gather at the coffee press. There'd be 8, 10. We've had some groups over there, maybe 14 guys. Just sit around for 45 minutes, drink coffee, laugh, make fun at one another, and just have a good time. But when you lose that, when you're used to that, and you're used to the ability to go and do that at any time, and then you don't have that, it makes it different in your life. And the Bible says in the beginning that sin wasn't the greatest issue that God was dealing with. You know what it was? In Genesis 2:18, he says, it's not good for man to be alone. That's not only for now, but that's for after this. It's not good for man to be alone because in our togetherness, we find this strength. and this help that we really need. And our little tagline is that we do life together. It wasn't something that we just pulled out of the air. There is an importance of community. We've lost our structure. Going to work, going to the gym, coming to church. Many have lost it completely, going to school. And there's a psychological impact that this has on our emotions that God wants to help us with. We've also lost control because we're facing this virus, this disease that you can't run from. You can't say, well, I'm just going to go here, I'm going to go there. Because when you get there, it's there too. You know, it reminds me, some people in life, they say, you know, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go here. I got to move from Batavia. It's bad. Or I got to leave New York. Can I tell you something? If you're miserable in New York, you're going to be miserable no matter where you go. Because the issue isn't with New York or with a city that you live in. Love me or not, the issue is with me. The issue is with you. You got to deal with that in your life. You can't buy your way out. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are. You got to deal with it. And when we lose control in our lives, it brings a stress on us. Psychologists call it an acute stress response, which causes several reactions. It causes one of them, the reaction is to fight. We see a way. We're going to fight our way out of this. We see ourselves as the victor. And in this case, we don't see that. This is happening all around us. Many people are fighting over the wrong thing, getting angry at things and people that have nothing to do with what's happening, making hurtful comments to others because they don't like what they see or hear. I heard that somebody was upset at one of the local restaurants because they couldn't get their food to them at the right time. Come on, people. Chill a little bit. Quit wanting to fight. This is an emotional response that many are doing that is not helping you or helping anybody else. The other response is it's called flight. We just want to run away. We want to leave. We want to go into self-isolation. And then there's, in the middle of that, there's the talking negative to ourselves with no one in our lives, not allowing people to have a healthy perspective in our lives, planning how I can just get away from it all. I've heard so many people, what would you rather do? Go to a cabin where nobody's around or go to a beach where nobody's around or do this or do that? You can't run from it right now. It's an emotional response and God wants to give you victory. And then there's some people have just been, they freeze. They become so shocked by this that it just neutralizes them. And like they can't do anything. They can't get any victory. And Jesus gives us an answer for this. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, you need to write that down. He said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew, the COVID-19 came. That's not in the word. I'm just putting that in. Because that's what it means. And it beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. It heard the words of God. It listened to the word of God. It took it in to their lives. But the opposite is true. Jesus goes on to say, but everyone who hears the words of mine, see, there's people that hear it, and they're not doers of it. And God wants you and I, not, James says, don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer also. He says, whoever hears and doesn't put them into practice, this is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew, the COVID came, and it beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. Some of you need to begin today. Some of you need to give your lives to Christ today so you can hear his word. You can let that become a part of your life. And then there's some you need to begin again. Some of you, you've laid those things down in your life. You've laid that down. You've given that up. You've thought, well, I can do it my way. I'm going to do this. And you've laid it down. And God wants you to pick that thing back up again. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You need to pick that back up again. You need to do what you know that you are called to do. Maybe your mom taught you. Maybe your dad. Maybe a grandparent taught you sometime. And you just got busy. Maybe some of you become so successful that you just feel, I don't really need God in my life. I can do this on my own. Look at me. Look at what I've done until this comes to your life. And you got to make that change in your life. And you can do that today. You can begin again. You don't have to allow it to define you, to keep you. But you can make a decision. Hey, I'm going to go bigger than this. I'm going to go further. I'm going to let God have that part in my life right now. I am not going to let this consume me, or I'm not going to let the things that I think are important consume me any longer. I'm going to serve you with all of my heart. But what else can we do in the middle of this? We can stay connected. We can communicate to others. Some have rejected the concept of, like, what we do is the Zoom groups for our weekly group meeting and say, I'm not going to do that. You know, all I need is the Bible, and this is going to be what I live by. Can I just tell you something? That's not all you need. You need others. You need people in your life. God created you to stay connected with others. So as much as you might not like it, you need to just take a big, deep breath and say, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this. Because you need connection, especially in this season. You need to hear somebody else speak life into you. It's one thing when you hear somebody say, God loves you. It's another thing when you hear somebody say, I love you. I just want to pause here right now and tell you, I do love you. We love you. We care for you. Listen to this word in Proverbs 13:17. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy, he brings healing. I love that. What is something that I can communicate today that will bring healing and will bring hope and will bring peace to somebody's life? The other part of dealing with it, I can show empathy. I want to just encourage you today, be careful how you speak. People, right now, the only way I know how to describe it, they are wound up. If somebody snaps at you, don't you snap back at them. Don't you take the challenge. Say, you know, don't wake up in the morning and say, boy, somebody crushes me today. I've just had it. They're going to get a piece of me. Wait till I get a hold of it. I'm going to tell them what I really feel. And all the time, God is telling you. Instead of you responding out of anger, just you're just angry yourself, respond with kindness. Respond with love. Respond with a smile. Bless them. The Bible says, bless those who even want to hurt you. Bless people. People are going to get angry. People are going to get upset. Stay calm. Some people have become the mask police. I see people saying to individuals, they're driving down the road alone in their car, and somebody say, you don't have a mask on. Amen. Bless their heart. Don't be that. Be kind. Don't respond to them in a hurtful way. Be simple. Be clear. Be kind. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, let love be your highest goal. Isn't that beautiful today? Let love be your highest goal. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. We're going to get to the other side of that. But you need to be honest with you. Some of you, God's working on you in the middle of this. He's working on maybe your anger issue. He's working on the issue that you have with your spouse. You haven't spent this much time with them, and maybe you're not used to it. And I've heard people say, I just want to choke them. I want to wring their neck. Maybe instead of doing that, how about you just ask God, Lord, what do you want to work in me? To show love, to show kindness. And then in your communication, communicate with faith-filled words. Instead of you just talking about how negative everything is, this is bad, that's bad, I can't believe this is happening, speak with some faith. Speak with some encouragement. And then secondly, you've got to create some new structures and some new routines in your life. What is the most treacherous thing for people right now to do is to throw all their schedules away and to do nothing. Can I just encourage you today to get something happen? If you're not connected with that Zoom group or, you know, there's stuff going on all over, connect with it. Get over this mindset. Well, that's just not me. Make it you. Let it become you. You can connect with others. You can reach out to others. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there's no vision, people perish. The NIV says they cast off all restraint. So many are saying, I just don't care. I'm just going to give up. I'm going to go down. I'm going to just, get another bottle of something and drink life away. It's not going to help you. I heard on the news this weekend that in our area, in Batavia, that cocaine and some other drugs, marijuana, are laced with things that are very dangerous. Many people have OD'd, and some people have responded and say, you know what, if people use right now, they deserve to die. Until that's your family member. Until that's somebody that you know and love. Don't be harsh. Don't be critical. But in the same time, you got to keep schedules and routines going on in your life. You can't let it go. Number three, you got to learn to guard your mind. Listen, this is vital. My mom used to tell me, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Proverbs 4:23 says, be careful what you think because your thoughts run your life. I want to ask you today, what are you thinking about? What is part of your life right now? What are you focusing on the most? Because what you focus on the most becomes who you are. As a man thinks in his heart. Come on, listen to me now. I'm speaking to somebody. As a man thinks in his heart, what you are contemplating, even while you're listening to me right now, what you are thinking about right now is what determines your life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You need to think things that God thinks for you. You need to build your life on him. I've had several conversations with so many this week that feel so empty. And you know what? The reality of it is that people feel empty because they're filling their lives with things that don't give them life. Alcohol, drugs. I heard pornography is on the rise. Taking in empty things that have no value. Can I encourage you? This is a season in your life where you need to take in the things that are going to fill your mind with the great things. Turn the news off. Get the highlights. Turn it off. Fill your mind. Don't be an entertainment, I'm trying to think of a nice word. The word I want to say is an entertainment hog, but that's not nice. Quit looking for the next thing to just entertain you. Fill your mind with some things. I have the Audible app on my phone and on my iPad that I listen to books that way on a constant basis. Maybe you don't like to read. Maybe you don't have to. You can turn. We have the availability now with Audible. You can listen to so many messages on YouTube. You can go on our podcast. You can go on our Facebook page. You can go on our YouTube page. You can watch messages from us at all times. There's so much on there. Begin to fill your mind with good things and guard it. And don't let evil things come into it. Focus also on the things that you can control, because there's a lot of things that are completely out of your control. You can't do anything about it. Because if you constantly think about what you can't change, it's going to spin you up seven ways. But if you focus your life on what you can do, if you get out paper, get your calendar out today. Say, who am I going to call? Who am I going to text later on? Who am I going to respond to this week? If you took 40 people and divided that into 7 days, you could do 6-7 people a day sending a text, phone message. I was inspired this past week. A friend of mine told me that the pastor that he got saved under the man's church, that man called him. And he said he hasn't talked to him in 25, 30 years. That inspired me so much. I reached out to a friend of mine that I knew could track down the name of the pastor of the church when I got saved back in 1974, Little Christian Missionary Alliance Church right here in Batavia, New York. His name was Pastor Wayne Muckle. He sent me his address, sent me his phone number. I called him and I talked to him on the phone last night. He said, I'm still preaching. He said, I'm 79 years old. He said, I tried to retire, and then somebody at church would call me. And he said, I just love to preach. And he said, can you remind me when it was that you got saved? And I said, yeah, it was when you had an evangelist. His name was Clarence Schreier. He came in. on the phone last night for 45 minutes with a man I haven't spoke with in 40 years. Maybe this is a time for you to ask God to help you to forgive somebody that you have just, you've just been torqued at, you've been angry with. That if you knew that this was the last week of your life, who would you want to know that you love them? Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, I don't love this person. Can I tell you something? I've told a lot of people in my life that have deliberately tried to hurt me and break my heart. And not from any power or skill that I've derived, but I've told them, I love you. Do you know what happens when you do that? There is a freedom. There's a high. I love the old phrase, there's no high like the Most High. There is something, a peace that comes over your life that you didn't have there before. Reach out to somebody this week. Offer forgiveness. You don't have to go into detail. Just tell them, I just wanted to call you. I just wanted to tell you, I prayed for you. I love you. And watch what God does in your heart. Listen to this, Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word just stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. My last thought. See a bigger world, bigger than your present, bigger than the pain that you're facing, bigger than the loss, the disappointment, bigger than all of that. See a bigger future for you. Stop looking at what you don't have right now and look at the possibilities that God may want to give you. Begin to dream again. Begin to ask God for something greater in your future. I love how the Message Bible says this verse in Proverbs 29:18. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they're blessed. Attend to what he reveals to you today. We're going to share communion in just a moment. Pastor Ryan's going to lead us in one closing song today. I want you to prepare your heart today. If you've never given your life to Jesus, you need to do that today. You need to give him your heart. You need to give him your life. You need to do that now. It's not complicated. The thief, Jesus, hung between two thieves. One said, if you were who you said you were, get us out of this mess. The other one said, remember me today when you step into your kingdom. Jesus looked at him in a moment. Some of the religious people hate it when they read. They don't want to even read this because they think, you got to be good this long, you got to do this, you got to do that, and all these things. And Jesus looked at him and he said, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. Was it interesting? God's not interested in who you were or what you did. He's interested in where you're going to go and who you're going to become. Just say this. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of all the things that I did. I knew I was doing them when I did them. I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Savior, be my Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, give a thumbs up. Let us know. Just say in the comment section, say, I did. Send us a message. Email me, pm@thecitychurch.com. Pastor Ryan, lead us in a closing song.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning. I'm safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning. passing on. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, we're leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. We're leaning, 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 I'm leaning on the everlasting.
That's where it starts, leaning in his arms. Take your bread. It's the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, he took bread the night in which he was betrayed. He broke it, he blessed it, he gave thanks. He said to his disciples, and he speaks to you and I right now, he said, this is my body. This has been broken for you. As often as you eat this, remember what I have done. Listen, in the scope of everything, in the storm that's beating in your life right now, there's a Savior. He's reaching out to you and I. He's saying, lean into the everlasting arms of your Savior. Father, as we partake this, we remember your grace and your love for us. Let's partake. The Bible says in the same way he took the cup, he said, this is the New Testament. My blood that's been poured out for many. As often as you drink this, remember what I have done for you. Let's partake. Thank you, Jesus. I pray strength. I pray peace. I pray life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord grant his peace on your life today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I actually forgot to mention this in the first service, but I just felt the Lord nudge me. I'll just speak something to my Catholic friends. And if that's you this morning and you're watching, I want you to tell your Catholic friends that we love you, that God loves you. We don't look at you any different from anyone else. I felt the Lord to lay that on my heart this week, to remember to tell that to everyone. We're going to be back on here again at 12 noon. That's our usual St. Anthony's time. If I'm speaking to you today, I believe God wants to help some of you. He loves you. He loves you so much. Maybe you're watching this today. You're Muslim. He loves you. He's got a great plan for you. He wants to help your life. Maybe you're watching. You don't know who or what you are. Doesn't matter. Jesus has come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. May the Lord bless you again, I pray, in Jesus' name. Listen, if you only caught a part of this, come on back at noon. We're going to be here again. If I'm speaking to some of my Catholic friends today, would you reach out to some of your friends? Let them know. Somebody wants to speak some life and love to them today. I love you. Go in His grace.